Laying in baseline, relax the eyes and imagine you are standing in a cave behind a waterfall. Allow your eyes to recede deeper and deeper, falling away from external awareness. The first sound is sh. Imagine that you are seeing the inside of your eyes. Explore the fluid inside the eyes. The eyes float and spiral effortlessly as they soften with the sound of sh. Trace the bottom of the top eyelid. And then the top of the bottom eyelid. Rest in the space between the eyes in open attention. Rumi says, all day I think about it, and then at night I say, where did I come from? And what am I supposed to be doing? I have no idea. My soul is from elsewhere, I'm sure of that, and I intend to end up there. The next sound is zsh. Gently float your eyes inward and upward and gaze at the eyebrows. Look at the eyebrows and notice the sensations. Starting at the inner corner of the eyebrow, we are going to trace the eyebrows. Start at the thickest part of the eyebrow and move along the top edge and proceed around the end of the eyebrows to trace along the bottom of the eyebrow. You can make a large spiral with both eyes and rest in between the eyes, or you can do one eye at a time, 3 times each. But throughout the movement, the eyes are relaxed. Make the zzzz as soft or as loud as feels nurturing to you. As you journey, notice sensations along the way. Rumi said, "What about my eyes?" God said, "Keep them on the road." He said, "What about my passion?" God said, "To keep it burning." He said, "What about my heart?" God said, "Tell me what you hold inside of it." He said, "Pain and sorrow." God said, "Stay with it. The wound is where the light enters you." Rest in open attention. As the dive ends, ponder what it is that you see, how it is that you feel. If your eyes are opened, you will see the things worth seeing. The beautiful moment in any dive is when we release judgment and our emotions melt. We become pure seeing. Prepare to write a few phrases, or draw an image, or write a poem. This is the end of the dive.